This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Strong winds and dry conditions have turned the Funny River wildfire into a mega fire. That's a designation given to fires of more than 100,000 acres. The Funny River wildfire has grown to 156,000 acres and is about 30% contained. In places, flames 50 feet high have sent burning embers as much as a half mile ahead of the main fire. The Funny River and Lower Skelack Lake communities were evacuated Sunday. Other communities were put on alert. The Kenai Keys Subdivision and Feuding Lane and the Kasiloff community from mile 103 of the Sterling Highway to the Kasiloff River on the east side of the highway were told to get ready to evacuate if needed. Fuel breaks, areas cleared of trees and brush, and suppression of hot spots protected the Bear Creek Subdivision and have kept the fire from heading farther north and west. 589 firefighters are on scene, along with two Alaska Air National Guard Black Hawk helicopters and four CL-215 water-scooping air tankers from Canada. The Red Cross opened a temporary shelter at the Redoubt Elementary School in Soldotna, and many individuals have opened their homes and businesses have opened their doors to help evacuees with everything from corrals for livestock and pet sitting to showers, meals, and parking space for trailers. Evacuees are encouraged to let family and friends know their status. Agencies are also heavily involved, including the state troopers, the city of Soldotna, the National Guard, Alaska Division of Forestry, Alaska Division of Emergency Management, Kenai Peninsula Borough, and Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. Governor Sean Parnell visited the Fire and Incident Command Center on Sunday and praised federal, state, and local response efforts. For updated status reports, visit the Alaska Interagency Incident Management Team Facebook page. Areas from the wildfire north to Anchorage in the Matsu Valley remain on an air quality alert due to smoke from the Funny River wildfire. Resources have been shifted from the Tyonic wildfire to help with the Funny River fire. The Tyonic wildfire grew to 1,900 acres over the weekend. 311 firefighters continue to mop up hot spots and patrol the perimeter of the Tyonic fire. Memorial Day celebrations will be happening at several sites in Anchorage today. The Anchorage Daily News events calendar shows there will be a Memorial Day service at noon at the Fort Richardson National Cemetery with preliminary music beginning at 11:30 a.m. Several groups are hosting a Memorial Day observance on the Delaney Park Strip at 9th and I, beginning at 9:30 a.m., commemorating the 55th anniversary of D-Day. American Legion Post 1, the Auxiliary, Sons of American Legion, and Aurora Borealis Post 21 will host a ceremony at the Municipal Cemetery at 535 East 9th Avenue at 11 a.m. at the flagpole. The event will be followed by a barbecue, games, and children's activities at Jack Henry Post Number 1, American Legion on Fireweed Lane from 1 to 5. And there will be a Memorial Day service at the Veterans Wall of Honor at 1:30 p.m. at mile 35.5 on the Parks Highway next to the Matsu Regional Medical Center. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.